know that you answer people's letters all the time, and what we thought that we might do, we asked middle school and high school students to throw a few questions. I'd like to read their questions. If you were a superhero and you could
have... If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Yeah, I've talked to Malia about this. We both agree that flying seems like it'd be a pretty good thing to be able to do. Then, typically as an adult, I'll come up with something a little more obscure, like I'd love to speak every foreign language there is. And she kind of looks at me and says, what kind of superpower is that?
Yeah.
But I have more modest goals when it comes to superpowers.
Okay, your campaign slogan in 2008 was, yes, we can.
What's going to be a new slogan for the 2012 election?
I think that's a great question. If those middle schoolers have any suggestions, let me know. We're still working on it.
One of them asked,
do reporters ever ask too many questions?
No, I love reporters, and I love all their questions.
Sure. Uh-huh. Okay, in the holiday spirit. If you are elected president again, what would you do better?
What I want to be able to do is to communicate to the American people my absolute confidence in our future. We still have the best situation of any country around the world. I was in Asia, and you know, here in the United States, everybody's always talking about China and how they're rising. And
mm-hmm.
When you're in Asia, people are still looking to the United States. They don't look to China. They look to the United States for leadership, for in security, on economics, on culture, on politics, not because they think we're perfect, but because they realize that we are a unique superpower in the sense that we don't just think about our self-interest, we also think about what's good for the world. And I wouldn't want us to trade places with anybody. And I want to communicate that more effectively to the American people.
Thank you, Mr. President.